The Record of Conduct Book. Danish domestic workers were required to maintain these books from 1832 to 1921. Issued at confirmation, the book held record of employment, conduct, and wages for the individual. Every 1st of November, she took out her record of conduct book and laid it on the table in front of the man on the farm that she now would be leaving. And the man got out a pen and ink and tried the pen on his fingertip or on the corner of a piece of scrap paper. And then he remembers his glasses and gets them and sets himself down and writes slowly and carefully and with the proper pressure on the downstrokes. The girl Karen Jensdatter has served me loyally and with good conduct from the 1st of November last year to this date. And he dates and signs, and she curtsies and says, thank you for everything. And she walks out the door, and she still holds open the record of conduct book so the ink has time to dry, and she thinks that now begins a new year in a yet unknown place, with a yet unknown master and mistress, and maybe with some yet unknown luck. And sometimes she also has to go to the church warden to report her move from one parish to another. And every 1st of November, she hopes that it will be her last 1st of November of this kind. And the years pass, and all the young farmhands that have property get married, and the years pass, and not until she is 38 does Creston inherit his parents' house with no land, and she gets her last entry in the book, and her real life begins. As a sharecropper's wife, mother, to a pair of girls that quickly are too young for her and full of insecurity and go out into the world with new, authorized, record of conduct books in their hands.